What's up, beer drinkers? How y'all doing this week? Oh, we got another great show for you again this week. Oh, not only do we drink and review some delicious beers, but we also have our beer news story and our cold brew list, followed by our drunken shenanigans. And you may notice a couple little tweaks I did to the show, just changing up the music. Like I mentioned before on a previous episode that we're going away from the copyrighted music in favor of free beats, free music. That way, when we transition over to YouTube eventually, we don't have to worry about that because YouTube always blocks shit that's copywritten. So, you know, and they should. I totally understand. I'm not trying to make money off of it. I want to use music that people that's popular. So, you know, it gets like the mood or conveys the message or whatever we're talking about. It kind of has something to do with the what we're talking about, if you catch my drift. So, and another reason why I used music was because our setup in the beginning, it was subpar. We had a lot of noise, a lot of background noise. And so I kind of just wanted to muffle it with some music in the background. So I still keep the gimmick going with the music bed. And so, yeah, I just wanted to be able to put something out there that when we eventually move to YouTube, it doesn't get banned. All right, that's about it for my little preamble here. So let's get to the show. Let me do the plugs real quick. Don't forget to follow us on Untappd and Instagram. Search Cold Brew Podcast. And also, if you want, you can follow my personal feed, cold brew underscore Greg. So Cold Brew Greg, just search me up. And anyway, so without further ado, it's time for another Cold Brew. Coming at you pre-recorded from Cold Brew Studios, I am Greg, he is Sorcerer Chromatic, and we're here to talk about beer.
Yes, we are.
How you doing this week, man?
I'm doing well. Doing well. Getting over being sick. I got sick. I don't know if our listeners caught our last show, but seeing how my daughters were sick.
Yeah.
Oh, I got it. I got it, and it lingered, and it nagged because I tried to work through it, and I should have just rested.
Right. Sometimes you don't have that option, though.
Well, I did, but I just decided. Oh.
I figure, from my point of view, if as long as I don't have a fever, I'm going to work.
There you go.
But that's just my own thing. Because I figure if I have a fever, I'm highly contagious, and I don't want to give it to anybody.
Well, no, definitely, yeah. I don't want to get people sick, but yeah. I thought I'd be fine.
Oh, I got you. Yeah, instead of just recuperating fully before you went back. Yeah, gotcha. Yeah, I had a rough week, but you know, in the end, it turned out well, and I'll talk about it later on during our drunken shenanigans portion of the show.
All right,
so let's get to some beer, shall we?
Yes, sir.
All right, so didn't have a lot of time to go shopping this week, so I went to the grocery store and I got me a variety pack of New Belgium's Voodoo Ranger, their newest, latest variety pack. And today I have in front of me Captain Dynamite IPA. Yeah. I just like the name. You know, they have the Juice Force and I forgot what the other one was called. It had the Raiders of the Lost Ark guy on it. But this one is the Captain Dynamite, which is a fucking beautiful name. And here, I have to look it up because I am not ready. Here we go. Captain Dynamite IPA was the winner of the Vote Voodoo campaign. Lock, stocked, and fully hopped, Captain Dynamite showcases bold tropical fruit flavors. Dry hopped with Mosaic, Simcoe, and Cascade hops, adding full aromas of pineapple and guava. How could you fucking go wrong with Mosaic, Simcoe, and Cascade? That's what I want to know. I think this is going to be a great one. I saved this one only because it's the one that I haven't had yet. But
well, if you use them all, something is bound to hit, right?
Exactly. All right. This comes in a 12-ounce can, so without further ado, pop off. What do you got?
No offense to our friends at Firestone.
All right.
All right. I dug deep in the cellar for this because I'm trying to get rid of a lot of cellar beers that I thought I'd got rid of by now. You know what I realized? Hmm. That like I have like a huge backlog of beers, and I blame the pandemic.
Oh yeah?
Just because the social life and social activity slowed down a lot. And I had like these big beers I was cellaring that I wasn't gonna just drink by myself or just drink one. You know, I wanted to kind of bottle share and whatnot. Nah, that never happened for me.
I get you, yeah.
But nevertheless, so this one's an old one. It's a 2018, so it's conditioned.
Yeah, I thought maybe I thought maybe you wanted to blame the pandemic because it couldn't argue back.
That too.
Okay.
We lost a lot of good men out. Okay. Well, this is the from Epic Brewing, their quadruple barrel Big Bad Baptist 2018 edition, rare release according to the label. It's not even on the website anymore, this one. They do have Epic still brewing beer. They do the Big Bad Baptist, but they do different variants of it now.
Yeah.
And this is the, it's an Imperial Stout aged in whiskey and rum barrels with roasted cacao nibs, almond flavor, barrel aged coffee beans, barrel aged coconut, and barrel aged almond. So, hey, this is a heavy hitter at 11.2% ABV.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a good one.
This is their sixth release of this beer.
Oh, okay.
So, without any further ado, pop off. No, it's cap off.
Hey, all right.
I'm losing it.
Been a while. All right. So, I have, this Voodoo Ranger Captain Dynamite IPA. It's good, man. I mean, it's got all those notes you want from the Simcoe and the Mosaic and the Cascade. It does have the tropical fruitiness, but it does have a little bit of some dankiness to it, a little bit of pine on the backside. I think that comes through from the Cascade just a little bit. That old school Sierra Nevada pale ale type pininess. So, but it's actually pretty well balanced. It is a golden color, but there's still a lot of malt coming through with the overall like body of the beer. So very good. I like this one. You've mentioned Firestone Walker. If I was in a New Belgium Voodoo Ranger and you know the Firestone Walker IPAs, you know, there it seems like they're the same weight class, if you will. And I have to give my Firestone Walker is still my favorite. Still out classes for me anyway, New Belgium. But this one's really good. This was one of my favorite ones. Not a big fan of the Raiders of the Lost Ark guy. I think my favorite Voodoo Ranger is that 1985, but I said that before, so I don't want to beat a dead horse. So how's your beer?
I am getting a lot of flavor. First of all, very aromatic on the barrel aging. Still a lot of stout notes. The coconut is very prevalent. I don't know if that's good or bad. I'm not the biggest fan of coconut. However, it's there. It's not overpowering. So it's very palatable for me right now. But still very very stouty. A little on the cold side. It's going to open up. I'm digging it, though.
Right on. All right. We will rate our beers later on during our Untappd portion of the show. So don't forget to follow us on Untappd, search Cold Brew Podcast, and friend us, and we'll friend you back. But right now, it's time for some beer news. All right. So what's in the news today? Oh,
those clowns in Congress did it again.
Exactly. All right. This one comes to us from Inside Hook. And it's written by Courtney Eisenman. Or maybe it's just Eisenman. This is the headline. And you know, let me ask you this, because the headline is a question. I'm gonna ask you. I'm gonna pose this question to you before I read the article. Is craft beer cringe right now?
Ooh, the beer no, the drinkers yeah.
There you go.
Wait a minute.
It sounds like you're a Haze Boys devotee. Oh shoot, my phone went black. I have it on low power mode, so it went black right away. Just a few years ago, we were still discussing line culture, that people were willing to wait hours on end to score limited craft beer releases. And wasn't it only yesterday that the most persistent debate in beer was between hazy fanatics and brewers who wanted to make anything else, or between pastry stout lovers and purists who saw candy and beer as an abomination? Surely it hasn't been that long since craft beer was the hot new thing and its followers were deemed too cool for school hipsters for liking it, right? Craft beer is far from immune from the cyclical nature of what's in and what's out. In the last couple of years, we've seen the industry struggle to meaningfully connect with the newest generation of legal drinkers and even hold on to all of its OG devotees. Hey, look, they used my word. We've also seen that younger generation hold a comedy-tinted mirror up to the craft beer lifestyle. Take the Gen Z kids of craft beer dads, the former roasting the latter's untapped habits on TikTok or elsewhere on TikTok at Hate IPA, at I Hate IPAs, the ever-growing in popularity account of Minnesotan Emma Lewis, where she deadpans scorched earth IPAs. Her searingly specific creative aroma descriptions, including, quote, the inside of a freezer that had something moldy in it, the taste of a rusty nail if it were to be put in a glass of milk, and a scented trash bag that has a cigarette in it, may come as a gut punch to older beer geeks more accustomed to earnest sensory analyses. But that's just it. To be a serious beer person right now is, well, a little cringe. Let me stop right there and interject real quick. And I understand what she's trying to get at is, I think if someone's taking themselves too seriously, it's kind of cringe. That makes sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I mean, like, you and I would consider us serious beer drinkers, but I think we're kind of realist and a little bit self-aware that even when sometimes it seems like we're getting a little bit too snobbish, but I don't know, but this is just my own self-interpretation. Maybe I'm not self-aware at all. Maybe I am cringe. Maybe the show is cringe.
Maybe. I aim to be cringe.
Oh, okay. Well, then there you go. Mission accomplished.
Comes down to the, not to just, you know, bury the lead. It just comes down to her complaints aren't my complaints, and my complaints aren't her complaints.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like everything about craft beer, but I don't know if it's cringy for me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And vice versa, you know?
Right. And I think that's, so, yeah.
Oh, so, you know, it's interesting. It you know, if, again, as much of a parody as the show is, I mean, we could take an article like that and I'll find and read it and kind of understand what they're saying without being like, oh, she's just a hater, blah, 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 bashing the industry. Because in all honesty, I love craft beer. And I'm gonna, mm-hmm. you know, articles like that aren't going to change my mind. However, yeah, you know, we bring up points to, again, your complaints aren't my complaints. I see that. Probably not the only person who feels that way. Cool. You know?
Yeah.
That's your ideas. No big deal.
Yep. And the way she writes it, I mean, she's talking about stuff that, you know, back in the day, she was right. As far as, like, you know, people were, it was all hazies, haze boys versus, you know, crispy boys and shit like that. And so it sounds like she's coming from a place, she loves craft beer and she just doesn't want to see it be cringy.
That's why I mean, like, her complaints aren't my complaints. You know, okay. Like, I'm not saying that she hates craft beer. I'm just saying that she has a right to critique and complain about stuff that she sees now that she didn't see back then, or is trendy now, or, are more, what do I want to say? More of the social norm now than it was back then. So, yeah, I mean, it's all good.
Plus those TikToks, like she's mentioning that I hate IPAs. It's more of a like a sardonic comedic style or satirical style where they're taking the absurd and just turning it on its end for views. So the person probably doesn't really hate IPAs, but they're coming at a point or coming at a viewpoint that's comedic to get views. So I get it. Kind of wish I would have thought of it.
What is the cringe thing you think the beer industry has got going on? There's too many podcasts.
Right. People dragging their loved ones to craft breweries even though they don't want to go. That's pretty cringe. All right, so that's all I have. Not a lot today, but maybe next week. Next week I'll have a couple. Anyway, you know what that means, right?
Thank you.
It's time for everyone's favorite segment on Cold Brew because it's my favorite segment. It's time for the Cold Brew List.
Like we always do about this time.
So let me ask you this. What's the most popular beer from your generation?
From my generation? I don't know. Because it's me, I would say... God damn. Maybe like Corona or Heineken or... It's like when I was growing up, that was like... Those are the beers like... Those are like the upper echelon beers, the top shelf beers, if you will. So those are the popular ones. Why you ask?
Well, I have a list, several lists.
Yeah.
And even a diagram of the most popular beers for baby boomers, Gen X, and millennials in the U.S.
Oh, okay.
And there's more similarities than you probably think.
Yeah, I mean, Bud Light should be in all of them because they were the number one seller for the longest time, till recently.
I don't see Bud Light in there.
Okay. I guess I was wrong.
All right. So, yeah, since there's three lists, we're going to go through them real quick. Talk about the similarities and some of the differences. All right, so should I go boomers first, Gen X first, or millennials first?
Let's go oldest to youngest.
That'd be boomers.
Mm-hmm.
So, see, that's the thing. I think it's the generation now. This list is the boomer generation now versus when they were growing up.
Oh, okay. Okay. Like, what are they buying now?
Yeah. Because there's some newer beers. There's some newer beers on this list that they didn't have access to back when they were booming.
Oh, okay. Okay. I misunderstood the article. I get it now. Okay.
Okay. So currently, the popular beer is among baby boomers.
Okay.
10 is Modelo Especial.
Oh, wow. Okay.
See, baby boomers were around way before Mexico. Mexico.
Okay.
All right.
Something like that, yeah. You're the historian around here, not me.
Oh, that's true. Number 9, Blue Moon. See, that's roughly a newer beer.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. That wasn't.
Boomers be loving it.
That definitely wasn't around during the 60s.
Right. Number 8, MGD.
Oh, wow. They still make that?
Number 7, Stella Artois. Didn't the baby boomers go to war with those people?
And they brought it back with them. That's what it is. That's what happened.
Again, I dig that. Number 6, Dos Equis.
Okay.
Number 5, Miller Lite.
Oh, all right, yeah.
Number 4, Michelob Lite. Not Michelob Lite, it's Michelob Ultra.
Yeah, there's a Michelob Lite, huh?
Maybe it's one of the oldies up there, the holdover.
Maybe, yeah.
Number 3, Sam Adams.
Oh, that's surprising.
Yeah. Number four, Heineken. Or number three, I'm sorry. Gosh. Number two, Heineken.
All right, that makes sense.
And number one is Guinness.
Whoa. Hey now, really, baby boomers. Good on you.
I'm saying.
Got some flavor.
Our next is Gen X.
Yeah.
I'm going to zip through these.
Okay.
Gen X, they have 10, Coors Light.
Mm-hmm.
Number nine, Miller Lite. Number eight, Blue Moon. Number seven, Corona Light. Number six, Corona Extra. Number five, Stella Artois. Number four, Sam Adams. Number three, Modelo Especial. Number two, Heineken. And number one, Guinness. Wow.
Wow, again.
So the same two, yeah. So the same 2-1 finish.
Yeah.
All right. And then Millennials. Number 10, Heineken Light. Number 9, Sam Adams.
Wait a minute, Heineken Light? What the fuck? All right, go ahead.
9, Sam Adams. 8, Miller High Life. 7, Budweiser. 6, Stella Artois. 5, Guinness. 4, Corona Light. 3, Corona Extra. 2, Modelo Especial. Hmm. And number 1, Heineken.
Wow. I didn't know. Wow, Heineken's. Why is? I don't get it. Heineken's such a. All right, it's subjective. What I'm saying right now is subjective. I know some of y'all like it. Yeah. I think Heineken is trash.
Yeah. This list is one I ripped from VinePair. So if you guys want to read more about it, cool. Just mentioned 30 beers. They're all. Very popular. That's something I know. I mean, but Sam Adams is like the only craft beer, even though they're one of the biggest craft beers. But
yeah, it's still they keep changing the definition to keep Sam Adams in the craft beer category.
Right.
Very nice. Out of those, do you think
so drink up with your generation?
Do you think we are Gen X? Do you think it represents our generation pretty well from what you know from people that you drink beer with? Not the craft beer, not the cringy friends, but you know the normal friends.
Yeah, I don't know, because I would say, just in especially like here in the Bay Area, like there's a huge like Modelo movement.
Mm.
I'm surprised that like Modelo isn't. You know, more popular than Guinness, at least in California.
Yeah,
Bay Area, California.
Right.
So it's fair to say, like, you know, it's kind of like, it just could kind of be skewed from where I'm at and what I see.
Right. Yeah, because you're only in one like small section of the country. Same with me. So, I've noticed a lot of even not just people my age, but like all sorts of like when I get invited to like. I'm basing this off of like one or two functions that I've been invited to. It's mostly, you know, American macro lagers, but also a lot of you know, non-beer stuff like those buzz balls. That's like the latest trend I've seen out here. Have you ever seen those?
Oh yeah,
yeah. And I just read a headline. I haven't read the article, but Sazerac bought buzz balls. So.
Well, I was about to say, I guess not anymore, but one thing about what made Buzz Balls appealing to some people I know is it was like founded or owned by a woman. So,
oh, okay.
I guess that doesn't technically apply anymore, but hey, good for her.
Yeah, she got hers. Hey, maybe Sazerac is owned by a woman now. Who knows?
That's true.
I have no
maybe
idea.
Maybe she bought Sazerac and then with Sazerac bought Buzz Balls.
Right. All right. Oh man. All right, great list. Awesome list. I did see the article and I didn't agree with the Gen X list, but then again, I'm only in one small part of the country, so what do I know? Sales numbers are there, right? Demographics. All these marketing teams do their own research and I'm sure they're right.
Right.
All right, man. So how's your beer treating you?
Yeah, man, it opened up. I could really taste the barrel aging on like the cacao and and the stout just in general. It's nice. It's gonna be hard to rate just because I love so many barrel aged beers.
All right, what'd you have again? I forgot.
Quadruple barrel, Big Bad Baptist.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Big Bad Baptist quad. They have a quintuple. I typed Q U and quintuple came up. Let's see here. They have a bunch of different variations, different years, but I'm just gonna go for the one that has no year on it. Okay, sound good?
There you go.
All right.
Yeah.
What would you like to rate this beer at?
I'm gonna give it a 3.75.
All right. Let's see here. Check in. Yeah.
Mainly, I mean, there's a lot of barrel aged stouts out there, but I think this one has the kind of the makeup of a traditional stout. You know, additional flavors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, being cow, vanilla. I mean, well, yeah, they threw in rum. That's a little different. But coconut's pretty popular in a lot of stouts, too.
Yeah.
So just without getting too crazy with it, they kind of did a lot of basic flavors added and combined them. So totally enjoyable.
What
kind
notes?
Of a shame that...
Yeah.
Kind of a shame that, you know, this was only the one beer I got from 2018, but it's all good.
Is that what the note? Is that the note you want me to leave? This is the one beer you. It's a shame. This is the only beer you have from 2018.
What? No. It's a shame I only got one from 2018.
Oh, okay. what would you like to leave? What notes would you like to leave?
Oh, just, barrel aged, rich, and roasty.
Barrel aged, rich, and roasty. Oops. There you go. That's how you spell roasty. And save and check in. And it has an overall rating of a 4.26. And two of our friends have rated it at 4.75. Jefe. Loved it. Gave it a 5. But he rated it back in 2019. And Christian M. gave it a 4.5. No notes on either of them. So, all right. I had by New Belgium. Their Voodoo Ranger Captain Dynamite IPA. I like this one. I really do. I really dig this one. This is a... It's got to be considered like a hazy or a juicy because I can't really see through it. It's not a West Coast style, I still like it. I still dig it, because I was kind of there. Maybe I thought it was gonna be a West Coast style. I don't know why. Maybe because it has Cascade in it. Maybe that's why I was a little disappointed after I found out. Maybe it's not as clear as a West Coast style should be, so gotta be a hazy. I'm gonna look it up right now. Captain Dynamite. Oh, there it is. Oh, it's considered an American IPA, so and it's got no home. And let's see, I'm gonna give it a 4. It has an overall rating of 3.75. 6 of our friends have rated it as a 3.74. 6 of our friends rated it 3.75. Ali C gave it a 3.5. Hefe gave it a 4.5. Jake J 3.75. Travis M 3.25. Jeff W 3.75. Rachel B gave it a 3.50. Travis M gave it a 3.50. So let's see here. Check in 4, and I'm gonna say it is juicy and with some pine. Grab some pine meat and bam. Hey, speaking of grab some pine meat, Do you know the Major League Baseball season has already started?
Yeah. The Dodgers and the Padres, touring in South Korea, right?
Yeah, the Seoul series, they called it.
Well, I remember, this was a while back. The A's did that. They opened the season in Japan.
Yeah.
Against the Mariners. And then came back and finished spring training. And then, they were already, 2-1 when the season started or something like that.
Yeah, that's exactly what they're doing this time.
What's going on? Yeah.
Yeah, they only played two games. But did you see that first game, that ground ball to first baseman, and it went through his mitt because the webbing broke?
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, that's crazy.
I know, right? It wasn't even that hardly hit.
I'm just thinking that was just his old glove, he hasn't been using it all off season, and he just pulled it out and took the field and snapped.
Yeah, he probably planned to have it restrung right before opening day, so it was nice, brand new and tight, and then that happens during an actual game. And then the second game, it was 15-11 or some shit like that, right?
Oh yeah, the first game, yeah.
No, the second game. The second game was high scoring. The first game was 5-2.
Yeah, that other guy got shot. Was he Korean? The other big Asian player?
No. He's Japanese. His name is Yamamoto.
Okay.
Oh, can you imagine?
What's he doing in Korea?
Can you imagine if he was Korean and he got shelled in Korea? Oh, he would never live it down.
Right. And tell him to take his shit up north. Should I be saying that? Sorry.
Oh, hey, you don't want to hit against Kim Jong-un, man. He'll hit 27 up, 27 down, or whatever you want to call it.
Pretty much.
Anyway, spring training in full effect, and I want to thank you on air. Thank you for the hat. It's a fucking awesome hat, man. Fantastic. The beer hat. For those of you who follow me on social media, on Instagram, Cold Brew Greg, had the hat on. Fantastic.
Any compliments?
Oh, yeah. People love the hat. Just a few. It's not people came by. Just the people people who knew me already, family and friends.
No one stopped you for an autograph or nothing?
Yeah, not this time. Not this time. Maybe next time.
It's coming.
Oh, man. I do want to touch on, and I talked about it last week, and I wanted to mention it this week. My daughter had surgery successfully on Monday. They gave it was bilateral, uterine. She needed her kidney tubes inserted further into her bladder, and it was invasive. They actually cut a 6-centimeter incision in her lower abdomen and went in there and did it, and it was successful. And it was 3 hours, 3 hour surgery. It was rough. I think the roughest part is the intrusive thoughts that go into your head, what if this doesn't work out, what if she dies on the operating table, all that stuff, and you have to kind of block them out, and all you're doing is just sitting and waiting, and then afterwards, when she's in pain for, whatever reason, doesn't matter if it's small or big or, just something that you can't really help her with. She's got to, go through it herself. Yeah. And those are the hardest parts. And it was a 95% success rate. And the surgeon said, she really, she's done these, quite often. And they're always successful, and it's probably more like a 99% success rate, but they do have to give the overall statistics, not her own, her own individual statistics, I guess you could say. But she's back home. She's a lot more comfortable now. She was laughing. In fact, she got a giggling fit, and she can't laugh because her stomach still hurts. So it was good. And then she was laughing because her stomach still hurt. And so she got in a fit and she couldn't stop. So that's good to hear. And then she started punching me today. And I told her that I was going to tell her doctor because she can't do anything physical for 2 weeks. And I was going to tell her doctor because she punched me.
Oh,
so, yeah. She's getting a lot better. And, you know, for friends who listen to the show, thank you for your well wishes. For those who just listen casually, appreciate you listening. And, yeah, it sucks, man. But everything's good now. And she's going to have a long, healthy life because of this surgery.
No, I mean, it's good to hear that it went well. I mean, did the doctor say, hey, like, yeah, everything went fine? Or, you know, it's like, you know, for being an intrusive surgery, I mean, you know, if she said, oh, yeah, it was routine, I mean, that's kind of good news, what you want to hear, right? Now that I'm like, ooh, you know, it was a little tricky, this one, because of this and this and that. But
yeah,
I don't know. Did she say anything like that or anything reassuring?
Exactly what you said. I mean, we had the post surgery. In fact, when the surgery was done, they called us up to the floor, and then they said, "Here, wait in this room for the surgeon." They didn't even tell us if it was successful or if anything, if she was still. And we're like, "What the fuck happened? Like, is she still alive? At least, please tell us." And then the surgeon came in and said, "Oh, it was routine. It was a snap. And we had no complications whatsoever, and it all went according to plan." So that was good to hear.
You know, if it heals right, then she's gonna be in the positive statistics,
right? And the thing that I think that hurt her the most was I didn't really think of it until afterwards. It's probably pretty common. Was passing blood clots. That's what hurt her the most. That's what gave her the most problems. Like the first 2 days was blood clots. Being expelled from the bladder. Like it plugged up the catheter, and so her bladder was getting engorged, and she couldn't pass it, and it started leaking, and it's like, it was a fucking mess. And then even afterwards, when she came home and she couldn't, her bladder was full and she couldn't pee because there was blood clots, and then, you know, then she finally passed two of them, and then it became easier after that. So yeah, that's rough, man, and you know, to not be able to do anything because her body had to do it, you know? But anyway, things are good now. Things are good now. She's looking up and she's going to have to go to school on Monday, whether she likes it or not.
Cool. I have two questions. One's from me and the other one's from a friend.
Okay.
What painkillers did she get, and does she have any refills?
Well, when she was at the hospital, they actually gave her morphine. Okay.
There you go.
Yeah, a couple injections of morphine through their IV, and then also some oxycodone because it lasts longer than morphine does. But her prescription was just Tylenol.
Yeah.
And so
thanks, Obama.
If you want, I can get you some children's Tylenol if you want. Oh. Actually, she also got another medication, but it was more for her bladder, because I guess her bladder was constricting too often. It was to release or to ease her bladder.
Okay. But,
yeah, I don't think you need to ease your bladder, do you?
No, I'm good.
I think maybe we need it for Firestone Walker, so we don't have to go to the bathroom as often.
It both depends. I'm happy it went well for her. You know, that's the thing too. You said it was an incision on the abdomen. I was thinking like on the back or the side, but that makes more sense now if they did both of them, I guess. But,
yeah. And they even called it a C-section. So very similar to like when women get C-sections for birth, like right in the same spot. The actual doctors and nurses referred to it as a C-section a couple of times.
Yeah. With that said, though, most C-section scars are bigger than 6 centimeters, right?
Yeah, yeah. As far as that goes, yeah. So it's a little bit smaller. And she did let me see it. And you know, initially it's pretty gruesome. But instead of stitches, they put glue. And so,
did she get staples or what?
No, they just glued it, you know, with some crazy glue. And then, you know, some cocoa butter and some vitamin E, you know, it won't totally go away, but it won't be as, I guess, as as prominent as like as if she got some, you know, actual stitches in it.
I get you.
Anyway, very proud of her for being courageous and, you know, choosing to do this instead of the there was another option, and her mom and I, you know, gave her the choice, and she went for the invasive surgery because it had better success rate. So.
Anyway. So.
Yep. Sometimes we can learn shit from our kids, man. Very proud of her.
Definitely.
All right. Anything else you'd like to add to this episode of Cold Brew Podcast?
Yeah, we're throwing something I should have mentioned a while ago, but I also got you a book.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Was it the Hop Passport?
Yeah, the Hop Passport book. Okay. Real quick, shout out to a friend of mine. I don't know if I should use her name. I don't know if she uses her name, but her husband has a podcast as well with his friend. So shout out to Hoppy Trails Podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Nick and Travis. Yep. So they haven't been podcasting as long as us, but man, they're doing it. They're like full throttle. They're interviewing brewers and going to places and stuff. I mean, more power to them. Although I know Nick lives in Oregon, and Travis is, I think he's like in Monterey. I know he's in California.
Okay.
But you know, they're making it happen, whether it's over internet like us or when they go visit each other, because they're, you know, they're really good friends. Be that as it may, Nick's wife got them these passport books, and she knows that we do a podcast, and you know, we're good friends from San Jose State days.
Mm-hmm.
So she just got two extra and sent them to me and told me to send one to you. So it's all good.
That's awesome, man. Yeah, and it's like all of America, not just California or Arizona. Yeah. So now we have to do a road trip before the year ends.
Mm-hmm.
All 50 states. Let's rent an RV.
Yeah, but I've heard some of their first shows. I haven't listened to lately because I listen to the weirdest shit, but yeah, definitely we'll have to link up with the guys from Hoppy Trails, especially because they do YouTube shit too. They're on video as well. Like I said, yeah. they're doing it to the fullest. I look at them and like, wow, these guys, these guys are freaking maximum thrust with this thing.
Yeah, I mean, you and I talked about doing video, so maybe we could do that in the you know, in the next couple months. We could start setting that up because
yeah. Yeah, when we get video linked up.
Yeah.
And all that going. Definitely.
Yeah. I got something else for you off air. It's I would say it's like 5% promising, but it's still something. So, but anyway. Great. Thank you so much to our friends over at Hoppy Trails for the gift. We got to give them something back now. Maybe
all right.
Leave some coasters and some stickers.
You know, I went to Nick's wedding, mm-hmm. and what's it called? They had koozies.
Oh, for
their
wedding?
For their podcast. At the wedding they had the koozies for their podcast.
Oh, okay. Nice. All right. Okay, so thank you for downloading yet again another Cold Brew Podcast. I am Greg. He is Sorcerer Chromatic. And we'd like to wish you cheers.
Until next time.